Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the power of the Holy Spirit in the life of a believer was recorded at our 2009 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
Praise the Lord. Let's turn over to the book of Zechariah. Anybody know where that is? It's the next to last book in the Old Testament. It's right before Malachi, and then comes Matthew. It's on page 737. And while you're trying to find Zechariah, let me just say that I really feel like the Lord impressed on me this week to minister on the Holy Spirit and the power that the Holy Spirit brings to the believer's life and how it's essential to every single part of our life. And I'm going to be dealing with a number of things. We will be establishing that the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the gifts of speaking in tongues and all of the other gifts are still valid and for us today. But it's not limited to that. I'm also going to be talking about there are many people who have the baptism of the Holy Spirit and have received the gift of speaking in tongues, and yet they aren't flowing in the power of the Holy Spirit. We're going to be talking about how to flow in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, how to hear the voice of God. And I think that there's a lot of believers that just aren't really utilizing what they've been given. And the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the power of the Holy Spirit is just absolutely essential for our lives. You know, many of you, I'm sure, have been born again relatively recently, but Jamie and I got born again, let's see, what would it have been, 52 years ago. And I have been walking with the Lord. I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit 42 years ago. And back when I first received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you couldn't go to a single church or meeting that wasn't talking about the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the gifts of speaking in tongues and miracles and faith and healing and all of these things. I mean, it was just dominant. It completely dominated the body of Christ. Even the denominational churches that didn't accept the charismatic move or the baptism of the Holy Spirit, they were talking about it. They were saying it was all of the devil. But I can guarantee you, the Holy Spirit was the focus of the entire body of Christ, and this is worldwide. If you haven't been around and didn't have that perspective, I can guarantee you anybody who was around during that time, it was just paramount. The full gospel businessmen were bringing in, I mean, tens of thousands of people, and people were coming, and just talking about the Holy Spirit was dominant in the body of Christ. And today, I still emphasize and minister on the Holy Spirit. I don't always teach on it the whole weekend the way I'm going to do this week, but we always emphasize it and give people an opportunity to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I mean, it is seldom that we don't see hundreds of people in a meeting like this that will receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit and speak in tongues. I go into churches. I was just in a church this last week that is a Spirit-filled church and doing great things. They have a total of like 4,000 people that they minister to in 7 different churches. And the night that I was there, we had about 120 or 30 receive the baptism out of 1,000 that was in that meeting. And every satellite location had at least 10% of the group come and receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And this is in a Spirit-filled church. Some of my very best friends, some people who are even on the board of my ministry, I go into their church and preach, and we'll have 100 to 200 people come and receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And certainly some of those are guests and visitors, but my point is that even in churches today that claim to be Spirit-filled, there is a tremendous amount of those people that don't have the Holy Spirit. And then those who have received the Holy Spirit 10 years ago haven't been full of the Holy Spirit a day since. And I tell you, if you understand the ministry of the Holy Spirit, once you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, there is zero reason for you being defeated. Now, we still have an enemy out there and we still have attacks, but we have access to the power that will enable us to overcome. It doesn't guarantee that everything's going to work, but I tell you, it just makes a difference. And if nothing else, The Holy Spirit is called the Comforter many, many times in Scriptures. And if you have the Holy Spirit, and if you are drawing on the ministry of the Holy Spirit, it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, I'm not leaving, Zechariah, are you still there? But in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, it says that the Holy Spirit comforts us in all of our tribulation, not some of it, all of it, so that we can comfort other people with the same comfort wherewith we are comforted. When you receive the ministry of the Holy Spirit, literally it gives you access to such a power that it can deal with any problem, anything that comes your way. It just puts us out of the realm of being normal. And so much of what I deal with in people, they come and they are just approaching life as if it's in their own strength and power, and they believe that God has power, but it's out there. And they're trying to pray and get through the demonic strongholds, and they're asking God to come and touch them. And I tell you, once you understand what the Holy Spirit is sent to do and how He comes and indwells us, it changes your whole perspective. No longer are you powerless. You are the one that has received power. Greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. And if you were to really receive the Holy Spirit and receive the ministry of the Holy Spirit, it puts you in the driver's seat. You are no longer in a passenger seat where you're just crying and saying, would you please turn here and take me there? And no, you're in control. You can literally take charge. The Holy Spirit gives you power that makes it different. And you shouldn't have this attitude of being powerless anymore. And again, I could just spend all night trying to verify this point, but I'm just trying to introduce how necessary this teaching is. But so many people come to me and they basically say that the doctor says I'm going to die, the banker says that we're in a recession and that they can't do anything, and they just tell me all of the things that can't work, and they basically come saying, I'm powerless. I have nothing that I can do. Would you please ask God to help me? And I understand what they're doing, but you know what? It grieves me to hear people come like that, because they're basically saying that there's nothing I can do. Would you please ask God to do something? God did not leave us powerless. And for you to approach it and say, well, the doctor says I'm going to die, there's nothing I can do, you are already denying the ministry of the Holy Spirit. You are denying the fact that He that dwells in you is greater than he that dwells in the world. And you need to approach your situations differently. Now, I'll admit that all of us come up against things that even though we have the power of the Holy Spirit, it doesn't work automatically. You got to renew your mind and you have to stand and fight. And sometimes we need agreement from other people. I acknowledge all that. But just to come and say that I'm absolutely powerless, would you please, maybe God will do it for you. You have already embraced defeat. You have already, in a sense, discounted the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Let me just mention this quickly. I'm going to focus on this more during this week. But here's a tease. In the 16th chapter of the book of John, Jesus said, it is more expedient for you that I go away, because if I don't leave, I won't be able to send you the Holy Spirit. Now stop and wrap your brain around that. You know, most of us would, if we were given a choice of things the way that they are right now, versus having Jesus in His physical body in this room, and Jesus in His physical body walking up and saying something to you and touching you and ministering to you, most of us would, without a moment's hesitation, we would vote for having Jesus in His physical body right here ministering to us tonight. Jesus says it's actually better to have the Holy Spirit here working on the earth today than it is to have Him in His physical body. Now, I'm going to amplify on that more, and I'll be giving you more. But just think about this. Most of us say, oh man, if Jesus was to walk into this room, and if somehow we could verify that this was Jesus, and if Jesus was standing here, I can guarantee you every person in here would be out telling somebody about it. You'd be calling, you'd be letting somebody know. This would be awesome. You know what? We've got the Holy Spirit that Jesus says it's actually better. Most people do not feel that way because we haven't appropriated and been receiving what the Holy Spirit has to offer. We aren't taking advantage of it. But having the Holy Spirit indwelling you is better than having Jesus in His physical body here tonight. Now, we could just take that one statement, and that ought to basically turn all of our theology on its ear and say that we've got to be missing something, because most of us do not value the ministry of the Holy Spirit as much as we would value the physical, bodily presence of Jesus. And yet, that's what Jesus said. So, I believe that this is going to be helpful to you. This is going to stretch you. And you really can't go anywhere that you haven't already desired and longed for in your heart. And there's a lot of people that just say, oh, I've heard about the Holy Spirit, and we don't understand what the Holy Spirit is really meant to do. And so we aren't even desiring it. We're looking for something else. If you were to get the power of the Holy Spirit working in your life, I guarantee you, you've got the power that created the universe. You've got the power that raised Jesus from the dead. You've got the power that has done everything, every miracle recorded in here. You've got, it's like the dynamo, the generator, the power plant that has done everything that God has ever done, living on the inside of you. And if we could fully appreciate that, I guarantee you, it would make a difference in your life. So have you found Zechariah yet? Chapter 4, I'm only going to read one verse here, but let me give you the context. This is after the children of Israel had been driven out of the promised land. They were in captivity, and the Lord had granted them the freedom to go back to Jerusalem and to rebuild the temple. But when they got back there, of course, the enemies of the Lord fought against them, and they were impoverished. They were a people that had come out of exile. They didn't have a lot of money. They didn't have anything. And it was taking everything they had to try and rebuild the temple. And then people came out and accused them of rebelling against the king of Babylon. And so the work started and it stopped. And the book of Zechariah was written really to encourage the Jews to get back to doing what God sent them to do, which was to go back and reestablish themselves in the promised land and build the temple.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the Holy Spirit. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM237 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the first teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
You know, the things that I'm sharing are just like the tip of the iceberg. There's so much to this, and that's the reason we have our website. That's the reason we have all this product that we're advertising. But you know, really, the very best way I have for you to get established in this is our Charis Bible College. And I know that some people think, well, I can't move and come there. Well, you know, probably more of you could do it than what you think. But even if you can't come here, we have different Bible colleges spread throughout the United States and other countries. We have distance learning, video correspondence course. We're in the process of establishing it over the internet. There's a lot of ways you can take advantage of it. So please call and inquire about our Charis Bible Colleges.